Chapter 38. Saturday afternoon. It was 4:30 by the time Sarah returned to Wabeska Place. She left her helmet with the bike, cut straight through the building to the front lobby and out the front door. Hector sat on the concrete abutment framing the stairs, wearing a pair of pleated Dockers, white tee, and a set of headphones through which Sarah could hear Mallow faintly blasting. He puffed out his cheeks and blew up on his mustache when he saw her, took the headphones off. "Hey guapa, how you doin', man? That was some hurt you laid on me the other day. They did a complex soul clasp. No hard feelings? L, no. Didn't hurt my stock with the ladies to learn you laid me out, specially cause I so humble about it." He flashed a disarming grin displaying a gold tooth with a small ruby. "Nice tooth. Where can I find Lupe Gutierrez? You live here and you a skin me? She in the ground floor apartment on the right with the picture of Selena on the door. I tell that girl she ought to switch to Aaliyah, but she don't listen. What are you doing out here? Guarding the place. Watching out. Helping little old ladies with they groceries. That's what Jorge told me to do and that's what I'm doing. Hector, you surprise me. You turn out to be very intelligent and well-spoken. You keep on like this, and there's no limit to how far you can go." Hector balanced his forearms on his thighs and regarded the street with equanimity. "Just doing a job." Sarah went inside. The inner security door was locked, at least. She let herself into the apartment proper and followed the hall around to the right on faded rose carpeting. Life boomed faintly through the walls, a snatch of Snoop Dogg, a few bars of Tony Bennett, an argument in Spanish. The halls were fragrant with cumin, curry, a wild mix of spices. The Gutierrez apartment was number 124. There was a poster of the late Latin singer Selena taped to the wall along with some humorous postcards and phrases in Spanish. Sarah knocked. A moment later the door opened on the chain, framing a one-faced girl whose straight black hair hung in her face. She was sucking on an electropop, little motor in the handle turning the sugar in her mouth so she didn't have to lick. She stared, holding the device to her mouth like a self-directed drill. Sarah showed the badge. "I'm looking for Lupe. She in?" The girl nodded, stood there whirring. "May I see her? Inside the apartment?" The girl closed the door, unlatched the chain, and opened it again. Sarah entered a cozy apartment rich with religious symbols. The tiny living room was devoted to several pictures of Christ, with and without Mary, and there was a small shrine in the corner, plaster Christ preaching from a heavenly blue shell on top of a cheap end table, numerous candles at his feet. The television was showing Powerpuff Girls. "Where's Lupe?" The girl flopped down on some cushions in front of the television. It was a miracle she didn't drive her candy through the roof of her mouth. She gestured down the hall. "She's in her bedroom." There were more Selena posters on the door to the bedroom, plus Ricky Martin, Aaliyah, and Madonna. The door was shut, quietly pulsating with music. Sarah tried the knob. It was unlocked. Carefully, she swung the door inward. Lupe sat cross-legged on her bed, bopping to tunes playing in her head through a Sony Walkman. The walls were crowded with posters and pictures, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, J-Lo. A pile of comic books spilled out of one corner. X-Men, Powers, Birds of Prey. Sarah let herself in and shut the door. Lupe's shoulders hunched. She turned. Eyes and mouth expanded into sinkholes. She snatched the headphones off and scrambled for the head of the bed, hand reaching beneath the pillows. Sarah instinctively leaped after, both hands burrowing under the cushions after Lupe's. Sarah's hands closed around Lupe's hand closed around a chunk of steel. Sarah twisted the 9mm Ruger loose, tossed it over her shoulder. Her right hand came back ready to strike Lupe hard across the face. Sarah had to restrain herself. The urge wasn't hers, it was the witchblade. Lupe crouched on her knees, looking scared. Sarah backed off, panting. "Okay. Just so we know where we stand. I could bust you for attempted murder of a police officer. That's a lifetime term, little lady. But if you help me, I may not have to do that." The girl stared at her with undisguised hatred. "Is there a problem? You look like you hate my guts. What have I ever done to you?" The girl's face twisted in outrage. It made her look even younger. "You take my boyfriend away from me and you ask me that? Your boyfriend? Are you referring to Jorge?" Sarah barked a rueful laugh. "I have nothing to do with him. I have a boyfriend." "Girlfriend, you must be dreaming. Only reason I talk to Jorge is to get him to lay off the residence. So far, he's risen to the task. He might be a lot better than you think." "Too good for you," she thought. "So what? What you want with me? Estrella told me that you sometimes see future events, that you have precognitive ability. Lupe drew herself up with newfound dignity. I got the power, if that's what you mean. Sometimes I can see things before they happen. Do you know what a séance is? Lupe nodded. Have you ever conducted one? Lupe's young face clouded with blood. Once, I tried to contact my brother Enrique, who was killed by some Jamaicans cause they wanted his corner. He tell me he in a strange place now, neither here nor there. It made me cold. The girl grabbed herself around the arms and squeezed, as if trying to hold in the heat. It was very warm in the bedroom. Sarah reached into her pocket and pulled out the Yoda. My hair. It must have come from you. Where did you get it? Without looking at Sarah, Lupe said, the garbage chute. Sarah held up the drawing of her surrounded by wolves. And this? Lupe bit her lip, eyes wide, and nodded. Supposed to make you scared. I see that you're an enterprising young lady. It's too bad you haven't found something constructive into which you can channel your energies, but if you help me, and keep your nose clean, maybe I can help you. The girl said nothing. Simply stared at the floor and pouted. How old are you, Lupe?
15.
You go to school? Lupe shrugged. Sometime. Malcolm Chavez Middle School. You gonna help me with this seance? At last the girl looked up. Who are you trying to reach? A Japanese sword maker who was killed 700 years ago,